Support for Kansas City Today comes from Grandma's Office Catering, delivering made-from-scratch hot meals and individual boxed lunches for fast distribution to offices, warehouses, and factories, even on nights and weekends. Details are at grandmascatering.com.
This is Kansas City Today. I'm Nomi Nujiadine. Today is Monday, April 15th. Coming up, we'll hear why a local business owner and a Kansas City Council member want to change the name of Troost Avenue and why their efforts have stalled for now. But first, some headlines. A group of Black leaders and Kansas City residents are circulating a petition to block Kansas City manager Brian Platt from getting a new contract. KCUR's Salisa Kalakal has more.
Petitioners must collect over 4,000 signatures by May 7th. If they're successful, it would require City Council to rescind its 3-year contract extension for Platt or trigger a citywide election in August. Kansas City Council authorized Mayor Quinton Lucas last month to finalize a new contract and 16% pay raise for Platt. Platt was appointed in 2020 and is the highest paid city employee. Several Black leaders have accused Platt of overseeing a culture of racism at City Hall, and he was recently sued for discrimination by Kansas City's former civil rights director.
Democratic Kansas Governor Laura Kelly vetoed a bill on Friday that would ban transgender minors from receiving gender-affirming medical care. In a release, Kelly called the bill divisive and said it tramples parental rights. Republicans are expected to attempt to override her veto when they return to the state house in a few weeks. The bill would ban hormone therapy and other medical care that can be life-saving for trans teens with gender dysphoria. But supporters of the bill have called that treatment abusive. Missourians will likely vote on legalizing abortion this November if abortion rights advocates get enough signatures to get the measure on the ballot. Jason Rosenbaum explains why.
Some Republicans, like Senate President Pro Tem Caleb Rowden, said it may be easier to vote down a ballot measure undoing the state's abortion ban during the August primary because the electorate may be more GOP-leaning.
If you want to defeat the measure, the best place to do it is in August.
But that may be basically impossible. Unless Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft expedites the signature verification process, his office likely won't determine if an initiative petition makes the ballot until after the August primary. A spokesman for the GOP official says that Ashcroft doesn't plan to speed up the process, which means voters will likely vote on the abortion measure in November if it gets enough signatures.
There were 174 motorcycle deaths in Missouri last year, a record high. Ellie Lynn reports half of those were drivers who weren't wearing helmets.
Motorcycle fatalities have been increasing steadily since 2020, when the Missouri legislature repealed their universal helmet law. That repeal allowed for motorcyclists older than 26 to ride without helmets. John Nelson, the assistant to the state highway safety and traffic engineer at Missouri Department of Transportation, says there isn't an easy way to decrease the number of fatalities on Missouri roadways.
That begins with public awareness, education. Certainly public policy has a role to play in that.
Of the number of motorcyclists killed while not wearing helmets, Nelson says that 50% of them were unlicensed or improperly licensed.
We'll be back after this.
You listen to this podcast every day because it's your KC local reliable news source. You take us seriously. But you know, we like to get down and we want you to party with us. Join us at our annual benefit Radioactive on June 14th. NPR's All Things Considered host Ari Shapiro is the featured guest at this party, and it's gonna be bumping. You gotta be there. Sponsorship packages and ticket information are available at kcur.org/radioactive.
Troost Avenue, which runs north-south through Kansas City, is known for being a historical border for redlining and racial segregation. It was named after 19th century doctor and slaveholder Benoit, sometimes called Benoist Troost. For the past few years, community members have petitioned to change the name of the street to Truth Avenue. That plan seemed likely to pass earlier this year, until it reached a hurdle in the Kansas City Council. KCUR's Isabella Liu has been following the story. She told me why the proponents behind Truth Avenue were unhappy with a change the mayor made to the proposal. Who was Troost Avenue named after?
Yeah, so Troost Avenue was named after Benoit Troost, and Benoit Troost was a Dutch settler that came over to Kansas City in the mid-19th century We know that he was the city's first resident physician, and later when the city was incorporated, he became one of the city's first trustees. However, census records do show us that Truce enslaved six people on his property around that time. He did not own the property directly around present-day Truce Avenue, but that was part of a different plantation.
The campaign to rename Troost has been going on for a while. Tell me about how that got started.
Back in 2020, the city passed a resolution to sort of start evaluating monuments and streets in the area that have ties to slave owners and people promoting racism. Later in 2022, Chris Good, who's the owner and founder of Ruby Jean's Juicery, he told me that he felt a new name would better capture the spirit of present-day Troost.
We're fighting for something that is for everybody, something that ushers in a new narrative, a new branding, a new day from this long-standing past of evil.
Later the next year, the city sent out a survey to residents in the surrounding area, just sort of querying them and seeing if they were in favor of the change and if they're aware of the efforts. So that survey actually found that 80% were aware of the renaming efforts and 56% of people agreed with the renaming. And then later, 2 months ago, Councilmember Robinson, she officially introduced the ordinance to change the street name. And after going through a few committees, it ran into some roadblocks when Mayor Lucas suggested having an honorary name change. So the change passed through the committee, but since it was not in the original format that Robinson and Good intended, Robinson decided to hold it off the city council agenda.
How does the community feel about the proposed name change?
Yeah, so a lot of the business owners I spoke to, they said they were in favor of the name change, and especially in favor of the immediate name change that was in the original ordinance. They thought that the new name Truth would be more reflective of a lot of the creativity and unity that they saw, both in some of the kids they worked with and also in some of their clients that came in their doors. They also said that they thought it'd be better for their business since a lot of them are worried that the negative connotation of Truth kind of kept people from coming in. KCR's Up to Date did interview a resident, Dee Evans, who said that they did not want the name changed because they were worried about erasing part of the area's history.
So the proposal to change the name of Troost has been delayed in the city council. Why did Mayor Quentin Lucas delay that?
Yeah, so in this committee meeting, Mayor Quentin Lucas, he brought up the Paseo renaming, which, as many Kansas Cityans know, was a time when the name was going to be changed to MLK Boulevard, and then later there's lots of backlash, and the name was reverted back to the Paseo. In this committee meeting, Lucas said he was really worried about some of the logistical changes that would come with this.
The one thing I did hear from people was even less about the names in some situations, not that it shouldn't be, but a lot of people said, I can support it, but I want to make sure the transition phase is one that gives us an opportunity to adjust, to be aligned with it all. And I'm sympathetic to that.
Yeah, so sort of in response to this, Councilmember Robinson, she decided to hold it off the city council agenda because she said that this format was not originally what she intended, nor what Good wanted.
So how do Good and Robinson feel about the delay?
Yeah, so when I spoke to Good, he specifically called it a slap in the face and said this honorary renaming was never brought up in some of the city's earlier recommendations, nor in some of their community listening sessions that they've had. Councilmember Robinson, she specifically said that she feels like the city really needs to carry through on their commitments, especially on renaming streets and boulevards.
We want to be a city in which we're uplifting and honoring humanity, and things like Truth Avenue and other monuments and other memorials, they need to be in museums so that we can remember our history, but it's not something that we have to continually relive.
Where does the name change stand now?
Yeah, so when I spoke to Robinson a few days ago, she said that she's hoping to reintroduce the Truce Ordinance sometime later down the line. Right now, she's focused on reintroducing another ordinance that was actually held off the docket in 2020 that would focus on creating a street renaming process. And she said currently the city does not have any type of protocol for specifically renaming streets, but she's hoping this one will sort of create the provisions for future lawmakers to do that. And this new ordinance would make sure that future lawmakers are notifying property owners, would also include more decision makers in the process.
Well, thank you, Isabella.
Thank you, Noreen.
That was KCUR intern Isabella Liu. This is Kansas City Today. I'm Nomi Nujiadine. This podcast is produced by David McKeel and KCUR Studios. It's edited by Madeline Fox and Gabe Rosenberg. To read Isabella's story on the efforts to rename Troost Avenue, visit kcur.org, where you can find more local news from Kansas City's NPR station. If you like our show and want to help us out, write us a review. It really helps us reach new listeners. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you tomorrow.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, the host of Fresh Air. We bring you in-depth, long-form interviews with actors, directors, musicians, authors, journalists, and more. Listen to our Peabody Award-winning Fresh Air podcast from WHYY and NPR.